Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com or tweet me at Bruce Salin. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's N like in North, P-I-E-R.com. If you were listening earlier, you heard Jim Scheinberg join us for Family Financial Matters. They are a wonderful company, and I sincerely do trust and value them. I am able to do this show and a lot of other things allow me to have financial freedom thanks to their financial support and advice. So I really heartily recommend that you call them with your financial needs. We have Wayne Levine back with us for the Men's Room. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Wayne, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed. We are talking today about friendships, best friends, and I wrote a column about missing my best friend, which is out this week. And we haven't actually talked about it yet on the show because I did have Jim on for Family Financial Matters in segment one. I told the story of, and you met that best friend, even though I didn't name him in the column, about losing touch with my best friend since 10th grade. And I know you believe greatly in having close friendships of the same sex. And I don't have a best friend like I used to, and I have had best friends my whole life. So I thought you could add some wisdom about the value of same-sex friends and what you might have to say about it.
Well, so what's on my mind is that I deal with a lot of men who don't have those friends. They might have had them when they were younger, and they went to college and got married and sold out everything that was important to them for their relationships and let all their guys go and all that sort of thing. And they're lonely now. They're older and lonely, and they don't have those old friends. And what we have found through the work, and I'm sure other guys who are gathering across the country, they find out that they can create old friends. You know, there's a level of intimacy and trust that's developed when you do this men's work, when you go to men's weekends, when you have a weekly group, whatever it is that you do, that you can create by getting to know each other extremely well on an accelerated rate, you can get those friends, because that kind of support that you have with what feels like an old buddy is so important. It's so important for us to have someone who knows us and who could help us through the tough times and who could laugh with us when times are really good.
I think the distinction, which I have found in doing the work with you over nearly a decade, is when you open up about intimate issues, the depth of a friendship is much more than if you're just poker buddies or play golf regularly or go skiing regularly or, worse, are drinking buddies. Or you go to the sports bar and you watch Monday Night Football together. It's opening up about what's really going on in your life that a lot of men don't do in those other settings that I just listed.
Absolutely. Now, doing all those other things are great, but probably not enough if that's all you're doing.
And I think a lot of men, that is all they're doing, if they're even doing that.
That's for sure. And women know this. I mean, any women who are listening, they know that their husbands or boyfriends just are not spending enough time with men, and they're leaning too much on their women to satisfy all their needs. And women know instinctively that it's not healthy. And a lot of women encourage their guys to go out, but the guys don't know where to go. So it becomes a sort of a point of contention. Another thought I have about this is that when we get older and we seek men out, you know, these friendships, sometimes you have to work very, very hard. You have to be committed to it, because not all men come to it very easily, obviously. And I'm thinking about one guy in particular, because I am heading to Edmonton, Canada, today to go to a wedding of a man that I started working with 3 years ago. And he didn't have any buddies. And he came and did our men's weekend and is on a phone group, has developed relationships. Some men on that phone group are also coming to the wedding. And he has worked very, very hard to maintain and to create and maintain trusting relationships. And so, you know, I honor him, and I'm looking forward to going because he has just come such a long way because he put so much work into it.
Would you also say that in some cases a man's pride could inhibit the ability to have those friends?
Well, what's pride? It's ego, right?
Yes.
And we have a phrase in the work that we use all the time that says, put your commitment before your ego. And usually when you're unhappy or when things aren't working out right or you're frustrated, it's because your ego is in front of your commitment. Either you're worried more about how comfortable you are, how convenient it is, how it makes you feel, what you like, versus being clear about what you are committed to, whether it's committed to a relationship, to taking care of the kids, to doing a good job at work, whatever that is. When we're not clear about our commitment, it's very easy for ego, our pride, to get in the way.
Hmm. Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talked about doing this show prior to being on air right now, we discussed the common belief among some people that the best friend they should have should be their spouse.
Oh, right. Right.
And you, in fact, declared that, and you've been married a very long time, that your wife, in fact, is your best friend.
Right.
So I'd love you to address that notion and the difference between your spouse being your best friend and having a same-sex best friend.
Well, I think, as I mentioned to you, my wife's my best friend, but that doesn't mean that she can give me everything I need. It doesn't mean that she can give me all the support that I need. In fact, I need the men in my life and my best male friends in my life to help me be the best man for her. Because there are things, as much as she would love to give me and do for me and take care of me, there's some things she can't. It's a gender thing. It's real. There's a difference between men and women. And there are things that we get from women that we can't get from men and vice versa.
Okay, here's the $64,000 question, and I'm serious. Are there things that you will not go to your wife about?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so that's the reason, and I knew you were going to say that. And there are things, by the way, and I know you'll agree, that you shouldn't go to your wife about.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to figure things out, and some of the things that we're trying to figure out, for instance, our relationships with our women, we have to go through some very dark places sometimes to get to our truth. And that journey can bring up things that you just don't want to bring into your relationship. You know, as we say, women have fabulous memories. And sometimes that's just so helpful. But boy, when you say something you wished you hadn't, that memory can come back and haunt you. Not that she's trying to be mean, but because it hurt her. And she remembers how much it hurt. So there are a lot of discussions that we have with the men that go to all kinds of dark places. You would never want to use certain words. You would never want to talk about the stuff in front of the woman that you love. But it's sometimes necessary to go through it to release the anger and frustration and resentment that we might be carrying to get to the truth, to get back to how much we really care about our women, and to realize that that anger was the little boy that was getting in the way. And the men can help us do that without getting hurt, right?
Or hurting our partner.
That's right. And so we can go back with clear about what it is we want, how we feel. And now we can have an intimate, revealing discussion with our women about that topic, not the trouble that we're having getting to the truth around the topic.
It's so important. We are out of time, Wayne. I know a lot of women would disagree with some of what we've said, but we'll have to address that again later. Quickly,
I think the good woman would agree.
Well,
we love women.
We do indeed. Where can our listeners reach you, Wayne?
Well, all you women who just love what I said, you can reach me at bettermen.org.
We'll talk next week, I hope, Wayne. Thanks again. Have a great trip to Edmonton.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Bruce. You have a good week.
Okay. Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. Hang on. Oh, no.